94PXB. KO4PXB. Negative contact, KO4PXB mobile.
4PXB, KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. Good morning, Patrick.
Hope you're having a good trip into work so far.
Far so good on Woodruff Road.
I would hate to have to be over there.
Usually on it only like 4 minutes from the daycare to get back on Highway 14 to 85, so it's usually not that bad.
But you have to know where you're going and move that direction to get in it, and don't make any mistakes.
That is definitely true, because I go toward the Five Forks head, and so I'm only on it till I get onto Highway 14, and just, you know, 9 times out of 10, there's definitely not very much traffic. But then you get the people that try to do zip in and out of lanes, which really makes it a mess, or when they cause an accident. But if I had to go toward the other way, toward the 385 part of it, I would just definitely take a whole bunch of Valium or some kind of, you know, calming medicine.
When you're there, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be over there every day, that's for sure. I don't like going over there when I have to.
Yeah, definitely on the Greenville side of the Woodruff Road is where you should definitely do a study on the road rage, and I guess people hopefully not point guns at people, but definitely road rage, because it just definitely happens because people just don't care. It's all about them.
We have lived into that day, that's for sure. So you've been doing okay? Everything going all right otherwise?
All is going well. They had the Tuesday, we had a family court meeting about the last part of the adoption of the three-year-old that we have, that we've had since she was pretty much born. So all that went well, and probably within a month or so, the final adoption will be approved, and then I'll have a new daughter.
I'll be happy to have all that behind you. I've never been through it, and I just can't imagine how difficult that is, dealing with our government.
Yes, definitely. It's not too bad on the state side of it, because they've done everything that they were supposed to do, and I'm glad to see that they've put a checks and balances in place where a kid that's, you know, in foster care, when they try to get them adopted every 9 months, they have to be, that case has to be seen before that family court judge to make sure that the kids are not just, you know, left in the, just forgotten on trying to find them a permanent home with a family.
That, I mean, I'm glad there's people out there like you that help these kids. I just don't know that I could do it, or my wife anyway.
Yeah, it truly takes a special person, a very, very calming person and understanding, because these, you know, kids come with issues that already, you know, when you get them, especially at an older age and been in the system a long time and being bounced around, they come with major issues that from their regular family life and, you know, being bounced around in foster care. And I truly don't understand it, of how a natural parent could abuse their child, and then also kids that are in foster care that the parents are supposed to take extra care of that child to prevent them from being abused, and they do the stupid thing, the same things or something worse. I just don't get it.
I don't see how, as an adult, you can abuse a kid, period. I mean, there's just no point in time is that good. Not saying that they don't need correction. I'm not, and I believe in punishing, you're to do it in the right manner. That's for sure.
That is definitely true, because my days in the military has given me definitely other ways of a corrective measure than to physically have to spank that kid, or you just find out what's important to them and use that as a corrective measure. And that's why I've pretty much quit using the idea of punishment, because that is a harsh word, but you just have to do a corrective measure on whatever they're doing.
Physical punishment is not always the right thing to do. Sometimes, like you say, it's a matter of correcting their way of thinking with other means.
Yeah, because if you, especially in situations a lot of these kids are, the physical punishment, which you're not allowed to do anyway, you're not allowed to, a foster parent's not allowed to spank that child, and you're not even supposed to grab onto that child unless they're physically going to hurt themselves or other people, then that's when you're allowed to, grab onto, not grab onto them, but restrain that child and hold them. Like I said, because we go through a training class where they teach you to deflect if they're kicking or trying to hit you, and just stand to the side and, where you can deflect it. And they say the worst, just make it the last means of, and the last resort. That way, if you have to strike them to defend yourself, then do so, but make that the very last measure.
Last measure for any kind of physical contact, no matter what the situation you're dealing with in life. But KO4HKX and KO4PXB. Lloyd, I'm going to have to jump off. I'm at my next stop. It's good to talk to you this morning. I heard you throw your call out, but I just sat down to eat my biscuit, so I was trying to get it done first while I had a minute. But you be safe on the rest of your trip into work, and I look forward to talking to you on down the log. And again, thank you for having the patience and the time to help that young lady.
You're most welcome, sir. I understand food takes priority. It's KO4PXB. Have a great day.
Malta 7, Japan. Malta.
Last calling station is KO4PXB. Go ahead, sir.
Road here, November Delta 7, Japan. Bob here up in Edneyville.
KO4PXB, also mobile. I'm just getting on 85 right here at the Highway 14 exit. How's your morning been?
Warm and wet. When I woke up this morning, which was about 4, it was 68 degrees. And our high was like 65. So basically, we're already at the high, but it's like T-shirt weather.
Yep. As the saying goes, if you don't like the weather in South Carolina, just wait a few minutes. It will change.
And they basically have the same thing up there. And North Carolina does the same thing. It changes, but it's raining now. But I'm all right with the rain. I'd much rather have rain than that other stuff, that snow. I had enough of that when I lived up north.
Oh, you said the S word. I just saw a vehicle run in the ditch for no reason, just because you said that word.
I'll send them over a tow truck if you give me an address. 160-meter antenna up yesterday. I've been working on this for about a month and a half, so I've got it up and actually working.
I thought I heard you talk about the story, putting it up not long ago, that you had an issue with the one before and you were just restringing it, correct?
Put it up, and I needed to add some wire, which involved adding some more PVC pipe to wrap it around. But then I had to make some parts to get the thing to stand up, because it's like trying to stand up a piece of spaghetti. But it's got guys on it now, and it's got everything that I need to get it stood up. And it's nice and straight, and my SWR at 1.840, the FD8, which is what I built it for, is about 1 to 1.4, something like that. 1.4, something like that. Very low.
That is definitely good SWR. The I had my general probably from last month, and I'm definitely looking on getting a radio and finding the best way to get an antenna that's hidden in an HOA. I've definitely had a lot of input from other people, so I just definitely got to save the money for getting the radio first and then working on the antenna part of it.
Do you have trees?
I do. I've gotten actually the wax augustrums. That's pretty much the only trees that I have that's on the in the front yard area. The rest of them are Leland cypress that's in the backyard, and somebody pretty much mentioned that the if I put it back there, the run would be too far.
Hey, from your shack to those trees, is it?
It'd be about, with the run and everything like that, it'd probably be about 60 feet.
Oh, my God, that's, you can run some LMR 400 at 60 feet back to that trees and put you up an antenna right in them trees. Nobody ever even knew it was there. Or you could put verticals up, but you probably want more than just one band.
Yeah, that's definitely true, because I'm looking to get the Yaesu 991A, and that way it has all bands to it, so definitely want to be able to use all the bands that the radio will have.
I would probably suggest a Carolina Wyndham. I have from the back of my radio up to the top of my tower where my beams are, it's about 250 feet, just to give you an idea. 60 feet is like nothing, not on HF and all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely the thing I'm going to covertly do is get the antenna up where the president from the HOA that lives right across the street from me doesn't see that. Once it's up, and as people have definitely mentioned and I've looked online, yeah, they're definitely hidden, but I just have to make it where she doesn't see me putting those items up first, because then she'll say something.
Yeah, and I tell you, I've got a launcher that works really, really great, and if you're attuned to it, you can pretty much, I can put a dipole up in about an hour. It doesn't take real long, especially if you got two or three people to help. You can put them up pretty quick. It's just finding the right time, like maybe if you go up to church or something.
Yeah, what I'll do is have to kind of monitor when she's not there, especially on a Saturday or a Sunday, and then work on getting that up. Like I said, one of the gentlemen actually mentioned about doing an inverted V. That works out very well, too. That's very well hidden.
Inverted V, although I don't think that's going to be quite as well hidden, but people really wouldn't see it too much. Carolina Wyndham, you get the longest one they have, if you've got enough space between your trees and your ability to, you know, put it up, will cover just about everything through 160 meters. And they make a shorter version that covers like 10 through 80, and a few smaller versions that cover like 10 through 40. Just FYI, I don't know how much space you got to work with.
Yeah, the Leland cypress are probably 7 to 8 feet from stump to stump, and they're definitely they're big trees, so they're all the branches are touching. So it's, since they're definitely older trees, there's really not much space in between them, but they're probably 7 to 8 feet from stump to stump.
How many of them do you have?
Probably about six.
It sounds like a little bit less than 50 feet between those. So an inverted V or an inverted L might be a better way for you to go. An inverted V that you were talking about might be better in your situation.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of prep that definitely need to be done. I got to get a separate circuit amp put in for that to run it off of, and then got to get a grounding system for it. And so there's definitely a lot to do in prepping ahead of time.
One step at a time, but it sounds like if you put up the bird V, and there's another antenna that Tom, you've probably talked to Tom, N0TR, I forget what his other antenna is for some reason. I know he's got a long Windham, but he's got another antenna that might be something you want to look into. I just forget the name of it right now.
Yeah, I'll definitely listen out for him and give him a call and look around. Like I said, another thing is, like I said, just right now I'm saving the money forward to get one. That way, get the radio and then start doing the other pieces, or just may get the antenna, or however that may work out, get the antenna and then the radios and go from there. It's just definitely a lot of steps in the process.
Not bad. I went through all that when I was putting my station together. Well, if I can help you, let me know. Give me a holler. I'm around here. Or you can look me up on QRZ. My phone number and stuff's up there, too. So if you need a hand with something, just holler. And by the way, if you're interested, we're having a meeting, the SCDXA, South Carolina DX Association, at Mythos Restaurant tonight. If you're interested in joining, you're more than welcome. ND7J.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. Might be able to help me convince my wife to allow me to put the radio in the dining room, because I really don't have a place for a ham shack due to the fact that the daughter that I have, she sleeps downstairs, and so the only other room would be in where she's at to keep from bothering my wife, because right now I'm using a HT with a cable antenna just hanging off the window that KO4NUE made for me. So, and it's only 2 meter and 440, but it definitely does well.
Right now it sounds great, for sure. So, well, listen, I've got to run here. I'm in the Ingalls parking lot. I got to run in and grab a few items real quick this morning, and I got a few things I want to get done, and then I got to head down to the meeting down there tonight. So it's good talking to you. Like I said, if you need a hand with something, let me know. I'm happy to assist. ND7J, 73.
All right, sir, please be careful. KO4PXB.